the On Deck Podcast, presented by LineStar, your best MLB player prop bets for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside my co-host, Tyler Wieman, I'm Shannon Somerville. And right before we started taping this, Tyler just asked me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how insufferable are you going to be today? Because, of course, Domingo Herman for the Yankees threw a perfect game yesterday. So, of course, the answer to that is 10 out of 10, Tyler. 10 out of 10.
I think it might go 11. You might break the scale.
What's funny is that we had our prop bets yesterday. We're basically fading Domingo Herman and the Yankees yesterday. So we lost our prop bets, but, you know, hey, I'm happy to do that. Anytime, I'll take one for the team if it means he throws a perfect game. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it that was just crazy. It's, you know, he's always been a guy that's had good stuff, but he just is inconsistent and was able to actually put together an entire game with his stuff, and what a game it was.
Without using the sticky stuff, too. He dealt with a suspension earlier in the year, and then he had gotten shelled the last two times out. So it was pretty cool to see that. And you know what? Tyler Wade didn't get a hit for my prop bet, but that's quite all right. I'm good with that. It was a fun thing to watch unfold. So another perfect game in the books. The first one since 2012. King Felix had one for the Mariners. So it's been a little bit since we've seen one. We've seen only 24 in Major League Baseball history, so that was kind of cool to see. Yeah. Today, though, it's time to get back on track with our prop bets. If you don't already have Underdog Fantasy or Prize Picks, make sure to download them. Great way to place those bets. And when you do, use the promo code LINESTAR. You'll get up to $100 of your first deposit match. Make sure to do that. Also, if Tyler and I both hit our number one props for the day, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. And today's Thirsty Thursday. We could use that money to go to the bar. You know what I mean? Ahead of July 4th weekend-ish, right? You know, so got to get money today here, Tyler.
Let's what do you do got it. For us I want it.
In the prop department on this Thirsty Thursday?
I am going with JP France lower than 17 outs. Look, he has only hit this 25% of the times this season, but I think he's in a really good spot to go under. I actually already bet this on the DraftKings Sportsbook at 16.5, so I really got to roll with it when it's a 0.5 higher here. LineStar projections 14.3, the consensus is 16.2. Look, he's averaging 19.4 outs over the last five games, but yet he's still averaging under 95 pitches per game. That is just incredible efficiency, and it's just not likely to continue. Add to that 100-degree heat and a St. Louis Cardinals team that hits righties well, and France has reverse splits with a righty-heavy lineup. So I like the lower today on JP France.
All right, I'm going to the Marlins. I'm going Jazz Chisholm, the speedster for the Marlins, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That is minus 140 in the sports books. Jazz Chisholm had been out for 38 games dealing with a toe injury. However, he's back in the lineup. 2 days ago, he returned. He had three RBIs in his return, and then yesterday he had a home run. So he's been delivering for the fish in his return, and they're glad to have him back. This is a lefty bat with better splits against righties. And today, going up against Boston righty Brian Bello, who has worse splits versus lefty bats, which Jazz Chisholm is. Marlins have won four straight, and they are top 10 in runs, RBI, and batting average in the month of June. Yeah, I'm taking Jazz Chisholm, the speedster, going over that 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Nice to see Jazzy back in there, and the Marlins have been doing just fine without him. They're second in the NL East. How about that?
I know, crazy.
All right, who you got for a bonus prop for us for today?
So for my bonus, I'm actually just going back to JP France. You know, I know that on, say, Prize Picks or Underdog, you won't be able to bet both of these in the same bet. But in case one of them's gone, you can go to the other one. We're going lower than 2.5 walks to minus 137 in Sportsbook. He's been under in 77% of games this season. That's lower in 7 of 9. He averages only 3 walks per 9. And with him, in my opinion, likely going to be pitching less than six innings, I really do not expect him to go over that 2.5 number. So let's go lower there.
All right. I'm going to the New York Mets outfielder, Tommy Pham, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That is -125 in the sports books. Tommy Pham's been on fire. Watch out now. He's hit this in 8 of the last 10 games, and he's batting 321 in the month of June. He had a home run yesterday, and he's got a favorable matchup today going up against Milwaukee Brewers righty Adrian Hauser, who's giving up nearly a 300 opponent average this season. Plus, it's a small sample size, but Pham is 4 of 9 against him. So I like Tommy Pham here. You know, he's been a popular topic on the show for other reasons other than props. But last season on the show, if you watched us, we talked a lot about him for his slapping of Jock Peterson over the fantasy football league disputes, which was
he enjoys his fantasy football.
We got to take it seriously. Sometimes you got a commissioner that just, you know, drops the ball. Like some people, Tyler.
Absolutely.
All right, you can tail our picks on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Again, if you don't already have those apps, use the promo code LINESTAR when you download them, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. And make sure right now you do us a huge favor, like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. A comment will also enter you into our prop bets contest. If Tyler and I both hit our main props for today, one randomly selected commenter will win $50, and we'll announce that on the show tomorrow. Hopefully get to use the Money Gun for Money Gun Friday ahead of July 4th weekend. Set off the fireworks, although probably no pyrotechnics or any explosives allowed in the studio. Oh well, you know. You got any big plans for the 4th, Tyler? 4th weekend?
No, that's going to be Sophia's second day in residency, so you know, she's got to work. I'm going to just have Olivia all day. We're probably going to hang out, maybe go to the park, play in the pool a little bit, you know?
See some fireworks, or are you a fireworks guy?
Probably see some fireworks. You know, they are legal up here. So,
all right.
You know, we might have some fun with some fireworks.
Speaking of fireworks, now it is time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a home run call today?
I'm going to go with Nick Castellanos +450. Look, I don't think he is the most likely in this game to hit a home run. I think that's probably Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper, the lefties in this matchup. However, the price on Castellanos is just way too high. +450 for a guy that's hitting 340 over the last month with 5 home runs. And he has 2 home runs in the last week. Now he has warm weather at Wrigley. The winds are slightly blowing out versus a guy in Hendricks that he's hitting 364 off and has a home run in the last 3 years off him. So I really like this spot for Castellanos to go yard.
Tyler, I'm picking a guy I haven't picked in quite a while. Usually I pick him a lot, but I'm going back to Polar Bear Pete Alonso for a home run +320. He has 24 home runs on the year. That ranks 3rd in Major League Baseball. He hasn't had the best of seasons. He's in a bit of a slump right now, batting under 200 in the month of June. However, he does still have a really nice ISO, a 304 ISO against righties. And today, nice matchup for him going up against Milwaukee righty Adrian Hauser, who's giving up nearly a 300 opponent average. Also, that Milwaukee bullpen, they give up a lot of pop as well. They're giving up the 5th highest home run per 9 rate in all of baseball. I like Polar Bear Pete today at Citi Field. We got wind blowing out just a little bit. Temps in the 80s there. Polar Bear Pete is going to deliver for us a nice bomb for us. What do you think? Polar Bear Pete?
Polar Bear Pete, he can do it. That's for sure.
All right, that's going to do it for us on the On Deck Podcast here for today. Remember to check out the Props AI tool on the LineStar app. Right now we have free 3-day trials on our mobile app, so make sure to check it out. Take it for a spin, see what you think. It'll help you in daily fantasy and crush the prop market game like we've been super successful on our show, so hopefully it'll bring you some success as well, especially as we get set for football season coming up around the corner. Tyler, we've already been doing a couple previews. If you haven't checked out those shows, make sure to do so. Subscribe to our channel. We got a ton of content coming your way, especially as we get set for football season. So make sure to check that out as well. Tyler, anything else to add to that? Just still reliving the glory of last night's perfect game here. I don't think I was that insufferable on today's show. I do have to say, I think I did a good job. What do you think?
No, but you're trying to push that level up right now.
All right. Well, in that case, let's call it a show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Best of luck in all your props.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.